When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You better clutch your nuts, honey, because it's time for Squirrel Talk.
Hello, hello, squirrels. It's me, Hillary S., and I'm back once again for another episode of Drag Race UK reviewing. I know you're so bored of me, but I'm here and I'm bringing you like some of the best guests you've ever heard of. Vicky's doing a pretty good job, too, on the Canada's Drag Race podcast, but I have legend, icon, star of Canada's Drag Race. She likes me more than Vicky. The one and only, Boa!
Hey, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing so good. And you?
I am amazing. I am thriving. I'm living. I am just everything. I just finished my workout. I'm sitting here in this gorgeous two-piece. It's like a bra and panty set. And I'm just comfortable, you know?
I love it. How did you get all that detailing on there? It's just ridiculous.
It's couture, you know? It's just couture.
You are definitely a look queen these days. And you're looking good. You're gymming, I assume?
Yeah, working on my fitness. Just being a slut, you know?
And being a slut too. But okay, yeah. That's cool. So tell me about that. You're a married woman, right?
Yeah, well, I'm engaged.
You're engaged.
Yeah.
you are like Drag Canada royalty at this point because, you know, let's talk about the hubby for a second. Connor is on the other out TV show called Call Me Mother. And then you're...
Yeah, he is.
I know. How do you feel about this? Now you're both like crazy celebrities.
Not really. like literally. I mean, like, he's killing it on Call Me Mother. He is... It's so weird because like, I don't know if I should spill tea, but like they didn't... So Connor was originally supposed to be kind of a helping hand for Lucinda. Mm-hmm. And as the episodes go on, he got more and more and more involved in the show. So in the beginning, he didn't even have a fucking like introduction or something, which sucks.
Yeah.
But you see so much of him as the episodes go on. Like last episode, you just saw a little bit. This episode, you saw more. And the next episode, you're going to see more. So one, there's that. And two, I mean, like, I'm just a fun girl hanging out. And living my truth here, I don't consider myself drag royalty. but you want to hear something really funny, actually?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so one time, so fucking funny, actually, because people will refer to me and the other girls as drag royalty.
Yeah.
And fucking, oh my God, so me, Kiara, and Alona were walking down Yonge Street one time, and we saw Safonda and Divine. And we were just like chit-chatting like I love them both. I love chit-chatting with them. And we're walking on Yonge Street, all of us now, and as we get to Yonge and Wellesley, a police cruiser like hits the sirens for 2 seconds and pulls over in front of us and goes, "You guys, oh my God, you are drag royalty. We have Boa, Alona, and Kiara. I am so gagged right now." It was so like embarrassing and hilarious at the same time. Like,
yeah, especially in front of Divine and Safonda, because, you know, maybe they're the real royalty. You know what I mean? Because we're just like, we're both just like babies compared to them. Like,
I know. No, of course. Yeah, of course. But like, you know.
I know. It's so complicated. I mean, there's a whole, it's always like this monarchy system because we're called queens and kings and things like that. So it's as complicated as the British monarchy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a hierarchy is what it is. All the inbreeding, yeah.
the weird breeding, for sure. I mean, yeah. It doesn't work out. So, we have to talk about this. You're off the show finally with the Drag Race. Your contract is over or something. I don't know. People were going on about that. How's life? How are you hanging now that you're done with that stuff?
Good. It's good now. You know, the past year and a half, 2 years have been so difficult. And like, holy shit, I can't even explain. Like, you know, you've probably been going through it. Everyone's been going through it. But to get off of Drag Race, to have that Drag Race pandemic experience was like, I was so thankful to be on Drag Race and everything, yes. Obviously, like, and anyone would want to be in my place, but like to have it so derailed from COVID was just the most, I don't know how to explain it. It was a big mind fuck, but now it's like, things are open. The sun is out. We're all kind of doing our own thing. So it's good now. It's great. It's nice. I don't put pressure on myself anymore to just constantly be doing all this stuff. I just do drag and I enjoy it and I love it and people seem to be loving what I do. So it's been a really good, let's say, 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, 5 or 6 months, but not the last 2 years. My God. I mean, a lot of people were saying when Drag Race Canada came out, it was right around the pandemic hitting. And everyone was like, oh my God, thank God Canada's Drag Race is out. It's giving us something to live for. And then y'all finished your season.
I know. I don't give a shit. Like,
no one gave a shit about any of you.
I'm just so happy that I was able to bring light to people's lives during such a dark period of time.
Bitch, like, I got the biggest promotion and the company shut down right after. Like,
oof, exactly. Yeah. It's like really rough.
That's kind of funny, though, now that I think about it.
Life of a performer. It's like the difference between your virtual life and your real life. And
yeah,
I know you were really struggling with like trying to keep up because, as Trixie Mattel says, the real race starts after Drag Race. Is that correct? Do you find that?
Yeah, that is correct. But the thing is how far can you run when you're succumbed to your four walls for months and months and months, not working and making money? Like, and the thing is like Drag Race puts such a spotlight on you, and it's like you're held to a standard afterwards. Like,
absolutely. Your standard. you can't do what you used to do, which was, you know, honestly quite good, but I mean
but it's like
now it has to be like nowhere. Met Gala.
Yeah, it's fucked. But now it's good. It was a real struggle for a bit, but we're definitely in a good place. We're enjoying it. I could just see everybody. I see the girls a lot. It's really nice. I have Alona's coming to Toronto. She's on a flight right now, so I'm excited to see her tonight.
So, so tell us. We're here to talk about Drag Race UK, but you thought that we were going to talk about Drag Race Canada. So I'm going to give you a moment. Like, what do you think of the new season so far? Are they measuring up? Do you like it?
I think it's great. Oh my God. Like, the girls are literally so good. And like, I'm not just saying that because I have to say that, because like, I don't, but like, literally, like, the girls are all so good. Most of them are so polished. Most of them are bringing these fucking incredible runways that, you know, cost money, bitch. Drag is not cheap. It is very expensive. And to bust out those runways, like, girl, like, I knew, like I helped Eve kind of prep for it, and I knew everything she put into it, and it is no joke, girl. Like, I really went on season one with a male drag skin and hair attached to the crotch and thought it was a full look. Like, these bitches are, like, shitting on all of season one. Like, they're so good. And the challenges, like, those challenges are so difficult. Like, they are, like, season one on steroids. Like, you're only given a short amount of time to rehearse things, to learn things, to do things, to choreograph things, to record things, to do all that shit. And then you got to go do it. Cause like you're on a schedule, right? You got to follow that schedule. And it is very, very, taxing.
Absolutely. So you're loving it. That, I mean, in a word, you're loving it.
Yeah. I'm watching them all, spiral like I did, and I'm loving it. It's great.
I mean the isolation, you being away from Connor, after you got back, you got engaged. Was it like trauma that brought you together and you're like, we have to get married now?
It was like, I don't know. It was like, we've been together for almost 7 years. Holy shit.
Where?
7 years. And, we would talk about it. Like, oh yeah, let's get engaged. Yeah, sure. Da, da, da. And then, I just texted. I was like, yeah, let's get engaged. She's like, what? I was like, yeah, let's do it. LOL. He's like, LOL. And then, I always expected him to be the, cause he's the top. So I expected him to be the one to like, you know, like
you're
like,
forcing him to be the man in the situation. How dare you? Yeah.
Well, I didn't. Jesus. And I went and bought a ring with Alona Verli. We were at the Eaton Center one day and I was like, let's just go look at rings. And when I walked into that People's Jewelry with Alona Verli, the lady looked at us like she was fully standing behind that counter pushing that security button because she was like, who the fuck
no!
are these motherfuckers like coming into this store? And then I bought the rings and then got tickets to the Van Gogh Museum. And
wait, no, stop there. You bought the rings and she gave you a weird look. It was like, what? How did these punks afford rings?
Drugs, obviously.
Exactly. And, and then you went to the Van Gogh exhibit, which is that cool, like, visual exhibit that was in Toronto for a while, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I took them there, and I just asked to go to a private room quickly. They had them for us. I just asked, and I did it there, and it was crazy. It was real intense.
Okay, so you texted it, and then you did it for real. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was actually, I had done something like that. Because I'm getting married a couple of years ago. Like, do you know how we figured out how we were going to get married?
How?
It wasn't over text, but it was literally just at brunch one day. We were eating eggs, like, and I was like, maybe we should get married. And then he was like, okay.
Sick.
I know.
I love it.
Stupid.
It's just like, how long have you guys been together?
About the same as you guys. Yeah. Yeah.
A month.
No.
I know. We're like,
yeah,
the same.
I don't know. It's just like, same. That, yeah. I don't know. I just like,
same.
It's just me and Connor live together. We've lived together for most of our relationship and we get along so well. And
that's
like, I don't imagine my life without him. So I'm like,
well, that's why it struck me so much, because like just hearing your story about it was so like personal and just simple. Like that's a good relationship. I love that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I do hit him once in a while, but you know, we just got to keep
in mind. I mean, we all, you know, have our bad parts.
Yeah. His being that he can't listen, so.
Well, it's good that you hit him while he's not listening, so you just knock him out. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you love the new season. Great. You're getting married. Great. So, here's some interview questions, because I'm terrible at this. Here we go. Tell me about yourself. No, we did that already. What is your greatest professional achievement?
Oh, God. Losing my gag reflex?
Is that a professional achievement? Just asking for a friend.
Yeah, you know how many gigs that gets me? Girl.
That's how you did it? Oh,
that's how I did it.
Boa.
I don't know. What is my professional achievement? I'm going to say getting sober, and that is because it's a personal achievement that has greatly affected my professional.
That's awesome. Life. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great achievement. I'm very proud of you for it. And I mean, it's not an easy kind of thing to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to share my greatest achievement. No one can see this, but I am now showing the Woody's Funny Girl first runner-up drag queen contest.
I love that. You were the first runner-up.
I was the first runner-up, and there was only one Woody's Funny Girl contest. And Boa won, and
Did I?
You won.
Oh my God.
Don't you remember that? Come on, you won that night.
Oh, don't you remember, wait.
Don't you remember the chicken crown and everything?
Yeah, of course I have it. I have it. Literally, it's right behind me, on the wall behind me.
So that's my greatest achievement, is that I get to tell people that I am really funny, but not quite as funny as Boa.
You just got to do more gimmicks, girl. That's how you do it. Gimmicks. She said talent? No. Gimmicks? Yes. That's all you got to do.
That's absolutely it. Actually, on Canada's Drag Race this season, are you pleased with the gimmickry, or do you want more gimmicky people on the show? Who are you rooting for, is kind of who I'm saying.
Well, I was rooting for Eve, but bitch got eliminated last night. Am I rooting for? I want to say the winner. That's who I'm rooting for.
Work. Yeah, obviously.
No, I'm rooting for Pythia.
I definitely want... Let's take a moment to shout out to Eve, who was rudely eliminated on the episode recently. Yeah. Do you have a personal message for Eve that you want to share in her moment of need?
In her moment of need, I just want to say that exactly, right? Like, that's just what I want to say.
That's it.
And I just really hope that resonates with her.
I think you really nailed it right there.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So moving on. What is your current salary? Oh, that's too personal.
I don't even know. Oh, fuck. I have to do taxes this year. Oh, shit.
No. Oh, that's the worst.
How do I do that?
Do you not know how to do taxes? You're still kind of a virgin to taxes?
Well, I would just get a T4 from wherever I was working at the time for that year. And then, before I either got fired or quit. And then.
Yeah. And then just say that was that. Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, were you on the CERB? Were you eligible for the CERB?
Oh, fuck yeah, I was.
Well, that's your T4. I think that's fine.
Really?
Oh, sick. Yeah, because that's technically employment. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
The Canadian government got our back, at least sometimes. Okay. Boa, where do you see yourself going from here? Are you going to get more fashion? Are you going to get more comedy? Do you have a special on the horizon?
Well, after this, I'm going to go take a giant dump because I've been pulling it in for about 20 minutes now. Yes. I don't know. Honestly, all I'm doing is just working on myself right now and just kind of going through the motions. Doing gigs is what I'm doing right now because, like, you know, we really didn't have a very fruitful year of those. So I'm just trying to do that and enjoy that as much as I can. I know there's more for me. I just don't know what it is. And I think I'm just constantly working on myself and working on my drag. I'm always thinking of new outfits to get. And it's like, it's kind of like redundant at this point because it's like, okay, let's get a new outfit. Great. Let's spend like X amount of money on an outfit, do a photo shoot in it, and then post the photo on Instagram to get no likes because Instagram's
12
done.
12 views, 12 views, and because Instagram has shadow banned you by this point, so.
Oh my god, yeah. So I don't know what it is, but I like doing outfits, so that's fun.
Work. Yeah, oh yeah, working on the fashion.
What about you?
I love that. I'm working on like doing one woman shows. I'm kind of like in my, I'm kind of in my like life where I want to just be who I am and like do one woman shows. Would you ever do that?
I love that. Yeah. Honestly, I got to talk to you about doing that because I would love to do that. I just don't know. I'm just honestly like I have ADD so bad and it's like I can't sit for so long and I can't work and it's like I'm just so bad at organizing shit and it's like I don't know where to start with that shit, so
I don't know.
But remember,
it's like paddling a canoe. Eventually you get in this canoe and then you just paddle and every once in a while you fall out and then you stop canoeing and then eventually you get somewhere, but like I don't know, it's a journey I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. Remember when I bought tickets like 2 months ago to your Chromfatica show?
Yes.
And then didn't realize I was in fucking Kingston.
Yes. Ironically, you had been like performing in Kingston like the week before, so
yeah, I didn't realize. I just bought the tickets and
well, I mean, I thank you for your support.
You're welcome. I was excited to go. I was like, this would be so funny. I love this bitch. I like invited somebody too, and we're gonna plan to go. They're like, oh, where's it at? And I was like, oh, one sec. Then I looked, it was like Kingston.
Kingston. Uh-oh. I don't know if I can Uber there.
Oh my god.
You imagine?
An Uber around the corner is already $200. Imagine how much it would be to fucking Kingston.
Oh my god. Like, yeah, that's a small fall fortune. But thank you. I don't know. That's why I wanted, a long time ago, I said, we have to go to Swiss Chalet. I wanted to take you to Swiss Chalet just because I wanted to spend time with you and like chat about doing stuff.
We should do that.
Do you remember when you invited me to do your Grinch thing and I was your plastic surgeon?
Yes, absolutely. Remember when I was going to have you as my Donald Trump last year for my Grinch video?
And you wanted me to what?
Be my Donald Trump, and I was going to pee on you.
You wanted to pee on me.
Yeah, of course.
And what was my answer?
What else did I do with you?
And what was my answer? Sure, yes. Just buy the suit, because I don't want to wreck it.
Bitch, I bought the suit. I have a suit here that I bought for it, and I didn't end up doing it.
Isn't that so crazy? Well... In some universe, I have been peed on by Boa, dressed as Donald Trump. Isn't that crazy?
We should just do it anyways.
What, just like a TikTok?
Yeah, literally.
Oh my
God. Rents a fucking Hilton room.
For a TikTok? Honestly, a TikTok. They probably do. They probably do.
Oh, yeah.
I had one thing I was... wondering, way back when you were on Canada's Drag Race, which is not that far ago, it's just everything seems so compressed right now. You had the legendary titty bib that was smallish, that you wore for the potato outfit, which I loved. I remember you texted me one day and were like, oh girl, where did you get that giant set of knockers? And I told you. And then you had that set. And I was like, it reminded me a lot of my set. Did I set you up to fail? Was it my fault? Am I responsible?
No. Eve gave me that. And Eve gave me that. And I told her a week before I left, I was so nervous of my NDA and getting clocked that they would disqualify me, because they told us they would disqualify us if we're clocked as cast members. Oh, I know. So I was like, oh, fuck. Who did I tell? So I didn't tell anybody until I told Eve a week before I left, because I needed to borrow her breastplate.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, it was a good idea, but now I wish I fucking told everyone and their mothers that I was on so I could get more help. But my dog just threw up.
Oh, dog. Dog. Don't call Connor that. He's more than that to you.
It's on the parquet floor, so I'm glad.
Yeah, well, no, it's marble. I can see it from here. You're rich. You're stunning and rich.
Yes, I'm stunning and rich.
Stunning and rich, and in a $700 updrew, human hair, everything. It's amazing. Well, I'm glad that we cleared that up. It makes me feel a lot better. I think you did an amazing job when you were on.
Thanks. Me too.
Especially here. Oh, me too. Thank you. I got eliminated before the show even started. So, you know.
That's right.
I was there, but the 13th cast member. No one saw me. I got to.
Yeah, that's what happened with one of the girls on season two. She just disappeared and then came back on social media. And I guess maybe she's a mole. She's going to be announced soon. I don't know.
What? Is this real? Are we making things up, or are we just spilling hot tea? No one knows.
Mama the tea.
Oh my God. Well, that's really good. I mean, especially learning. I mean, I think that's pretty crazy, learning that you didn't have that much help. I mean, you put all that together. Like,
Good for you.
Bitch, I put my fucking, I did my Drag Race package on like $4,000. Like, that's like literally all I spent, which is nothing. Like,
yeah.
It was very, very cheap. Yeah.
That's tight. And I mean, even $4,000, is that's a lot of money. When you think about it, that's still a lot of money. Oh my God. God.
Yeah, but for like, for Drag Race, it's not. Now it's like, I would love to like, up, like with all the upgrading I've done over the past year and a half, I'd love to like compete again and see what I can do. Like, I love putting my, I love challenging myself and giving myself projects. So.
Well, you definitely seem like you're in that mindset of like the looks and like working on yourself and like upgrading. Like, I guess I would call it like the elevation mode. You seem to be in elevation mode.
Thanks.
You're in the elevator. The music is playing in the background. It's like, you know, you're waiting to get off on the floor.
Yeah, I'm like looking at my watch. Like, wow, it's
taking you love long. You love getting off on floors. So or so
bitch.
I've heard.
I get off on so many floors. It's just unbelievable.
Tell us about it.
So one time there was a floor.
Yes.
And I got off on it, and it was just fucking crazy.
And was it wet? Was it?
No, it was dry. It was like a dry, crusty off is what I got.
Ooh, money. That sounds like money.
I should get that checked out actually.
Yeah, but hey, you know, there's money there. Okay, well, I mean. Man, it's just so nice chatting with you about this sort of stuff. Are you ready to get into this RuPaul's Drag Race UK episode?
Yeah, let's do it! Woo!
Yes! And of course, you know, we'll check in with you about your opinions. So, like, this is still an extended interview. Who cares about the episode? It's more about you.
Perfect.
Okay,
so, I love that.
Exactly. So, episode 8, Scarlett is gone. Scarlett Harlot. Were you watching? Do you know who Scarlett is?
Yeah, she's the Twinkie one. She's super cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Twinkie one, kind of like British Harry Potter. She's Yeah, she's gone now.
Has a weird smile. Has a funny looking little smile, you know?
Funny looking smile.
Yeah, she's just she's cute. She's fun though. I like her.
She's cute. Is she a fun girl?
I don't know if she is, but you're a fun girl.
I'm a fun girl? Wait, no.
You're a fun girl.
Boa, you're a fun girl.
You're fun.
No, you're fun. You're a fun girl.
You're a fun girl.
I thank you. You know what? I think you're a fun too. Yeah.
Thank fun. You. You're fun.
Fun girl, you're fun. Was that exactly the exchange between you and Brooklyn way back when? Just like, you just kept said fun back and forth.
Well, me and her, like, there was a scene that they cut out, like, afterwards, like, oh no, it was episode 2 when Brooklyn called me sexy. And
is there a sexy girl? Is there a sexy girl meme that we never got?
No, Brooklyn said I was sexy. I was like, oh my God, Brooklyn said I was sexy. And she was like, they'll edit it out. What they really edited out was when she was like, get over here, you sexy little bitch. And I walked over to the judges' table and we just made out like hardcore for 5 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
Yep.
Was it soft and supple?
No, bitch. It was messy and drooly.
Yes. We would expect that. You know, she was with Vanjie.
Yeah.
She was with Vanjie, yeah. So she likes messy bitches. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so they're doing. They were talking about the last episode was the Miss Fugly pageant, and Kitty won, and she was very proud about it. And Ella said, "Gosh, I've never seen someone so proud of being fugly." I took that as I took that as an offense because I'm like, I am very proud of being fugly. What do you think?
I mean, like, Ella is
gorgeous, attractive, handsome, sexual.
A cute boy, but like, she's, I don't know, like.
Doesn't understand.
Her makeup doesn't fit her face. It's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very, yeah, I don't know. It's very like, some of the other girls on season 2 of Canada's Drag Race right now, but it's a very hard face.
She always looks very old. You know, she always dresses a little older. I wonder if she's been inspired by a lot of older women, like her mother and aunties and things like that.
Yeah, maybe. Margaret Thatcher, possibly.
accurate bag of chips out there. Would you consider yourself fugly, or would you consider yourself beautiful?
Definitely beautiful. Yeah,
I mean, but you are
beautiful.
Not afraid of doing a fugly look. I mean, let's talk about that bodysuit
absolutely.
With the giant hair and the fur coat. I mean, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I mean, like, for what it was cute, and for the time, it was good. Like, mm-hmm. It was season 1, like, my $4,000 package. So it was, like, literally a drag skin, a male drag skin with human hair. Yes, it was human hair sewed on the crotch.
No. it was yakky. It was 100% yakky, alternative. 180 degree, 200% density. Mm-hmm.
Like, I like looking beautiful, but I also have no problem poking fun at myself and being a little bit of a frumpy bitch.
What's wrong with being a frumpy bitch? You know, like, everyone's always into that A-line shape, that vroom thing, but there's other women. There's other women out there. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's intentional, it's intentional, right?
Mrs. Doubtfire, exactly.
Mrs. Doubtfire. Don't call Connor that. How dare you? So, Vanity says, I think they're really setting this up too, because Vanity is kind of, I guess, not doing so well in the placements. Vanity says, I'm not going nowhere. Do you think that that's just the editors being shady to set her up for a fall?
Yes, absolutely, because that's literally how they normally do it. So,
like, I'm not going nowhere, and then you just throughout the episode watch her plummet. Okay, interesting. Yeah. So the challenge is overacting in Drag Wars. The Fempire slaps back. Yeah, you got an acting challenge where you did like the suffragettes, right? The muffragettes, was that right?
The muffragettes, yes. And holy fuck, like, they gave us 4 hours total to divide into teams to give everyone their parts, to learn the script, to rehearse the script, and to get ready. 4 hours.
4 hours.
And Sorry, I'm just cleaning up my dog vomit now.
Oh, God. Ew, that's disgusting.
I'm not showing you. Do you want to see it?
Yes. No. So, it looks a lot like Connor's face. I wish you wouldn't call Connor's face dog vomit.
Boa. Leave him alone. My
okay,
baby.
Okay. So they had to choose who's going to be whatever. And there's four rules. There's Barbarella, which is like Barbarella. There's Daft Shader, which is Darth Vader. C-3PO, which is C-3PO. And then Baby Yoda, which is Baby Yoda. Who would have you wanted to be out of those four iconic Star Wars characters?
Oh, God. Probably C-3PO, just because I love the name.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, what an incredible name.
Do you think that they have to bring... No, they don't have to bring these outfits with them, do they? They get cast on set and...
No, yeah. Like, okay, so, like, you're given a package. Sorry, 1 second. I'm, like, literally hitting my dog's throw-up right now.
I love
I'm so sorry, Hillary.
I love that you're talking about dog throw-up and also continuing an interview. You're a working woman.
I am a working woman, bitch, let me tell you. Fuck.
Everyone, I just want to remind you that Boa is taking all of this time generously for me. When I told her that this thing would take like about, you know, 90 minutes or whatever, she was like, what the fuck are we going to talk about for 90 minutes? I don't like you that much. And I convinced her to sit down with me anyway because, you know, we're friends and we don't get to talk very much. So
I know. And like, you know what? Like, you're always like, every time I ask you to help me with something, you're always like the first to be like, fuck yeah, whatever you need, I'll help
you. Of course.
And I haven't been able, I haven't given you that leisure yet. So I wanted to take a second. I wanted to take a second and reciprocate because I appreciate it and I love you.
I appreciate it too, Boa. And, you know, we've made out before when I was doing your
Have
face
we?
As Dr. Ooze. We had a
big makeout scene.
Huge makeout scene. Most of it
Ooh,
got
you might want to get tested.
Yeah, I did. I'm carrying your baby. I'm carrying your baby. Yeah, I'm supporting them. You don't even know. So you're going to be Sheetipiho. Okay, so, yeah. Did y'all have to choose who was going to play what? Or did it get doled out by somebody?
Yeah, so, okay, so this is what had happened. We chose who was going to play who, and they had costumes ready for us because you're given a package and you're not told, like, they're not going to tell you what the acting challenges are, but, like, for the maxi, like, the girl group challenges, they'll say, bring something for a girl group, bring something for this. So when it's specific stuff like that, then they'll provide the costumes for you.
Work.
Work,
and did,
bitch.
Did, I can't remember. Did somebody assign you the role that you got? Or
no, I was the team captain, so I assigned the roles.
Right.
Unfortunately.
How did that feel? Probably, was that like a lot of pressure? Because that was only the second episode. So you're like, oh, and the power.
Yeah, and it was weird because, like, I have such a hard time remembering lines and lyrics and everything.
Uh-huh.
I used to love a good line, but not anymore. So now it's difficult for me. And, like,
no, I understand. I love queuing in lines at Shoppers and Zellers. I assume that's what you mean.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And you don't have to do that anymore because you're a big celebrity. People just let you walk through.
They let me walk right through, and they let me use their. They let me collect their optimum points.
So many optimum points on season two of Canada's Drag Race. Sponsored by Shoppers Drug Mart. Okay,
that's fucking crazy.
Don't you think that's nuts?
That's like the coolest thing
Canadian,
ever.
As a fellow Canadian, were you gagged when you saw Shoppers Drug Mart?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? That's awesome, bitch. I love that. Good for them for getting that. Like,
good on you, Galen Weston. You get that money. I don't know. I guess there's some interesting things when they're rehearsing. There's one line that I think it's Kitty Can't Get Right. And I think you appreciate
baby
it.
Baby nut milk?
Yeah, baby space nut milk. Baby space nut milk.
So stupid!
Isn't that funny? Also, I thought it was really funny when Ella was rehearsing as Darth Daft Shader, and she had these two guys in Dalek costumes, or I think they called them drag licks or something. And there was actually people inside there, like, holding little egg beaters.
Yeah.
While she was having a full-on meltdown and couldn't remember her lines. I just felt so bad for those people. did you have any, like, similar experiences, like, when you were doing your acting challenges, like... Not remembering your lines or, like, feeling bad for other people or, like... Just like, was it out of body or?
Oh, yeah, completely. Like, I could not remember my lines at all. And it was like, holy shit. I thought we were going to go in there with the script to look at it. It was fucked, man. Like, I remember, like, going into that room and, like, because the studio's dark until you go into the actual sets.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember going in and it was all bright and everything. And I was like, holy fuck, what is going on right now? And holy shit, yeah, I'm having a flashback. And I just couldn't remember anything. Like, they had to feed me my lines every time.
So you just kind of had a mental blank in that moment.
Yeah, I felt like a deer in headlights. Like, it was so bad.
Oh my gosh. That's really hard. It's easy to have that happen with acting and stuff, like, where you just put all that effort and then it just is not coming to you.
Yeah, but for some reason I wasn't put in the bottom for that. I don't know why, but to be honest, now that it's been like a year and a half, like, I should have fully lip synced.
Is that what you really think? Like, when you watch yourself, you're like, oh, I was awful. You hate yourself?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but you're so much.
No, I don't hate myself. I don't hate myself.
No, but like you were disappointed in yourself.
No, not even because like it was a lot to it was a lot for us to like do.
Absolutely.
And just the fact that I couldn't remember my lines, like, well, yeah.
Yeah, totally threw you off. And then you're just like, why does this little thing just take you on a total head spin? Isn't it crazy? Yeah. Little things just, ugh.
It's a pressure cooker. It's a pressure cooker, and you can get in your head real easily.
You know what that makes me think of? During the pandemic, I was doing some online improv classes, and our one and lovely friend, Eve 6000, came and took my improv classes. And I thought that was so funny because whenever she showed up, I just kind of got this impression. I was just like, are you on Drag Race? You wouldn't be here if you're not on Drag Race. So I...
And there you go. She was.
I mean, but that's what I think. Like, there's so much to drag. Like, sometimes there's no place to practice doing these crazy drag improv scenes.
Oh, my God, yeah. And it's like there's so much of it is so unrealistic to what drag is. Like mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's a fucking amazing reality show, and they give you these challenges, and it's like, yeah, you grow from them, and it's just, like, such a pressure cooker, and you definitely leave either a lot worse or a lot better off than you came. But, like, because of how compact it is, it's very unrealistic of doing drag. Like, it was like a competition. It was like nothing I've ever experienced before.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, and would you want to experience it again? A reality show like that?
Yes.
Yes. Like, mm-hmm. Solid answer, just kind of like, I think so. Yes, probably.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I have nothing else to lose, and it's like I love a good challenge, and I've just been working so hard on a glow up, and I've been just been like really trying to improve myself, and I would love to be able to show that on such a larger level.
That's true. Well, I mean, your path took you here, and you're definitely shining like the bright star that you are.
Oh my God, thank you.
Shall we take a quick breaky poo so that we can come back and talk about how they did in this such a challenge and then also the runway? Does that sound good to you?
Sure. That sounds great.
Okay, squirrels, we're going to take a quick breaky poo, and I'm going to probably poo while I take a breaky poo because, you know, that's what you do. Okay, see you in a minute, everybody. All right, squirrels, I'm back from my little poo-poo break and talking poo-poo platters with the one and only Boa. That's Boa, the bitch who's on arrival, but she's not that bitchy today. Boa, what's wrong with you?
Am I ever bitchy? I'm never bitchy.
I know, your name makes no sense. You're not a bitch.
Literally? Okay, I'll tell you about my name now. So, ooh, nice. I sat on my floor and I put a pillow down. You just watched that happen. Okay.
I am turned on. I know you and floors. You know, you
me
like
and
to
floors,
get on
girl.
The floor. Mm-hmm.
You know. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So when I was in high school, everyone called me Boa. It's my last name. It's my real last name, Boa. Yeah. My name is Ryan Boa. Google me. You'll find some pretty nasty shit. I couldn't figure out a drag name, and I was like, why don't we just do Boa? It's my last name. Everyone knows me as Boa already. And then my girlfriend was like, ooh, bitch on arrival. And I was like, okay, work. And then that's just been the acronym.
I mean, Boa Constrictor. I mean, there's boas. I mean, you can wear a boa. Like, it's very draggy. Kind of works.
Exactly.
Of course, you have your hit song, Bitch on Arrival. So
getting it done? Yeah,
bitch on arrival, getting it done, dun 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 dun.
Yes, exactly.
which I think is so funny because it's like that drag take on. I think you're reclaiming, you know, the term "get her done." That Southern term that's just so broly.
And yeah. Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. Reclaim it for the queers. Getting it done, done.
Getting her done.
So I have a question. The one last thing that was happening in rehearsals was Crystal was talking about, she was having a meltdown or something, and Michelle was like, oh, what's wrong? And then Crystal's like, oh, I just want to be perfect. Do you relate? Do you is perfectionism something that you relate with? You need to be
perfect? Yeah, well, no, honestly, like I relate, but in an opposite way, because like it's hard, like naturally I am perfect, and it's like sometimes I try to break out of that, and it's really hard to do that and just be a little silly once in a while, like like, yeah, I can make a funny face like that, but I don't know, it's just the way I was raised, maybe.
Yeah, so you have a hard time breaking out of that, which is funny because I mean you're naturally just kind of a funny person. No?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Takes a lot of effort to be this funny, you know. Like, you know, I take being funny very seriously. I'm very serious about it.
You do, and you do a great job at it. You're a funny girl.
I'm very serious. Yeah, that's my meme. If I get on with Brooklyn, hey Hillary, you're a funny girl. Like, you know, you're funny. No, you're funny. You're a funny girl.
You're a funny girl.
No, you're a funny girl.
Yeah. No, you're a funny girl.
No, you're funny. Yeah, you're... and then just like a fart sound. I think it's also so appropriate that I would appropriate Boa if I was ever on, like...
Love it.
I mean, if I was on Canada's Drag Race, I would be the Boa of the season.
Let's, oh my God, yeah, honest. Absolutely.
People would be like, when I walked into the room, they would be like, what is she doing here? And then...
The reason everyone was so gagged was because I didn't tell anybody I was on. That's why they were so gagged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the producers used the shady comment from Juicebox, which was just like, she's a mess. Everyone thinks she's a mess. She's a mess, and I think she's a mess, and she's a mess. She's a mess.
I was, like, kind of sad about it. When I saw that, I was, like, kind of pissed about it. Yeah. But then, you know, episode 2 rolled around and I forgave her, so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was what it was. It was a choice. I mean, but, you know, she doesn't drink anymore. She's on her journey. Okay, so let's talk about the scene. Did you like the Bra Wars? Did you think it was funny?
It was hilarious. It was so good. It was so stupid. It was like, what I also liked about it is I like when they do acting challenges and they're in an actual set. Like, yes. They were in a full, like, spaceship for that. And I really enjoyed that rather than in front of a green screen.
Yeah, it was so retro. They had, like, the cuts and they edited it very well, very old school. Any favorite parts? Any standout characters for you?
C-3PO, when she said, why don't you come pluck me in the ass?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you come over here and plug into my ass?
Plug me in the ass. Yeah. I was looking here for the entire episode. Is that?
Yeah. I thought it was funny. Everybody did really well. I did feel bad for Vanity being baby YOLO. That was a hard role.
She was good at it. She was so funny.
Yeah. That's pretty tricky to be ahead, but I could see you doing stuff with. My fave, I think, was Ella. She really did a good Darth Vader.
Yeah, she did a great job. They were all just so good. Like, it was just such a flawless maxi challenge. Like, I was really happy with how it went down.
Ooh. Oh, I have two funny notes. I loved In a Galaxy, Bra Away. I think that's...
Yes.
In a Galaxy, Bra Away.
Another good Drag Race pun. Like, those are so stupid.
I mean, it's the Bra Galaxy. And I had a moment where I was like, wow, Crystal doing C-3PO is doing a really good accent as CP3. And then I realized, wait, that's not an accent. That's just her accent. She's British. So there's that.
There's that. But she did such a good job that you didn't even know. Like, you didn't know she was British. You thought she was doing an accent because she was doing such a good job.
She did really good. And they edited them very well. I mean, remember Drag Race UK last season? I'm not sure if you were keeping up because you were so busy. Lawrence Chaney had a meltdown when she did her acting challenge, but they edited it all together, made it look great.
Did she have a meltdown?
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. She forgot everything. I mean, like, you looked good on your season and you had a meltdown.
Yeah, but I wasn't like a, it wasn't like a bratty meltdown. It was just like, a, oh shit, I have no idea what I'm doing.
No, that's what I mean. Like, not the bratty meltdown, like just like the, oh, you know, you just see white and all, you're just like having a panic attack.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I thought it was really funny. They all did amazing with what they were given. And it's actually a pretty decent campy script. So then we get to the runway and we have Michelle and Graham. And Russell Tovey.
He's hot as fuck.
Do you know Russell? I guess he's from stuff like Being Human and some other
Yeah, I love that.
As she shakes her head no, she says, like, yes, love Russell Tovey. Love him so much.
Such a great job he did.
This is when you go into your full Moira Rose persona and you're just like, oh yes, Russell Tovey, I know him for sure.
Yes, I know him, Russell Tovey.
Speaking of, last Snatch Game, your choice was very, very risque, wasn't it?
Me? I love me. Never.
What's her name again? The girl who faked cancer.
Rose Blanchard. I didn't realize it was gonna be problematic, and I was like, really, like, literally, like, Trixie Mattel did Gypsy Rose like the day before I left for Drag Race, and then she got shit on, so I was like a little bit nervous about it.
Yeah.
I was, you know what, like, I'm not gonna use a wheelchair, and
that's it. That's the thing. I mean, yeah.
I didn't know what to do, and, like, my Cyndi Lauper wig was so crunchy. Like, I was like, there's no way I'm going to do Cyndi Lauper, but, like Gypsy Rose is going to be, that's what I got to do. Right. So I just did Gypsy Rose, and I had some really good funny moments, and they cut a lot of my shit out. Like, they gave me, like, no airtime on that episode.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's too bad. I mean, I thought it was a pretty good character. Let's be honest. In this day and age, it used to be really funny to do despicable people as characters, but these days
she's
people
not a despicable
are
person, though. She was like abused, and I was like obsessed with her story. Like, I just
yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, she's like despicable until you find out about her story. And a lot of people that do bad things do have very complicated pasts. It's true. So I mean,
yeah.
But, you know, it's hard to do those sort of characters anymore because people are very on the nose about things.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And they don't necessarily understand the irony. So I thought it was a very smart choice, you know?
Yeah, I always try to stand out and, like, I always try to separate myself from the group. And I did that. It just didn't go over very well.
You know, you made it happen. So we've got this runway, which is called Scene Stealers.
Mm-hmm. Such a good runway.
I guess that would mean, yeah. I guess that would be just like iconic characters. I wanted to call this the cosplay runway on it. Like, they're saying Scene Stealers. It's like, no, this is just your opportunity. If you ever wanted to do Princess Toadstool, now's your time.
Exactly. Yeah, I really like that runway, and I love a good pop culture reference. Like, I'm so inspired by pop culture, and I'm such a film buff, and I just love pop culture so much. So I would have loved to do that kind of runway.
Yes.
They had a similar one on Drag Race this week, or last week, with the Canadian icon thing. Like Canadian.
Yes, on Canada's Drag Race, they did Canadian icons, which is Canada cosplay. Okay, follow-up question. Who would you do as your pop culture icon? And who would you do as your CanCon pop culture icon? That's a hard one, you know, but...
Oh, shit.
I will tell you who I would do. I would do Phyllis Diller. I know, well... I know. Well, that'd be my Snatch Game. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe Princess Toadstool, or like Daisy, or like some other Mario character that doesn't get enough attention. Or, you know, but my CanCon, I think Margaret Atwood. I would be Margaret Atwood, because Margaret Atwood has had some ridiculous fashion moments over the last several years.
Oh, people for sure. Absolutely.
People are putting her in like incredible stuff. So, hello.
I would do for Can. Okay, so for the UK version, I would do Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek.
And I would use prosthetics. And then for the CanCon, oh fuck, I would do Jennifer Tilly, because she's Canadian.
Ooh.
And I'm a huge Jennifer Tilly fan.
Perfect choices. You know, for the first choice, I mean, you went with Shrek, but obviously I know you as another very green character.
Mm-hmm.
Forrest Gump. No, it's good. The Grinch.
Yeah. I would have loved to be Grinch for my Snatch Game character, but, you know, it's too close.
That's right, because you can't really do cosplay. You can't do, like, characters like that, trademark characters, right?
Exactly.
So straight. That always makes me so confused when people do actresses like Catherine O'Hara. Catherine O'Hara, what's her name on the Australian one, got away with Catherine O'Hara, but she wasn't doing Catherine O'Hara. She was doing Moira Rose.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, you can do that. Like, look at Gia Metric for Snatch Game did Jim Carrey from Ace Ventura. He got away with that. But like, I because the Grinch is so notable, it's like you know right away. It's like, it's just very. Yeah.
You would dress up as the Grinch and say, "I'm Jim Carrey. What do you mean?"
Hey, me, Jim Carrey.
And then RuPaul or Brooklyn would be like, "Wrong-o!" And then it would be over for you. Wrong-o. Okay, let's get into these runways before I run out of time with you.
Yeah, Crystal Versace.
What?
I said, hurry up, bitch.
Hurry up. Okay.
I've been having fun.
I'm having so much fun because you're a fun girl.
Okay, let's go.
Crystal Versace comes down the runway as who I can only assume is Cruella De Vil or Manila Zuzon, one of the
two. Yeah. She looks amazing as Cruella De Vil, and she used one of the iconic looks that she did. I think it was a Glenn Close look, but it's like, if you mm-hmm. look up Cruella De Vil looks, like, you can find that exact sketch of that outfit.
Mm.
And she did a great job. She looks perfect as always. Like, I just love her. She's just so fierce. And she's like, what, 19 years old?
Yes. And in a gown, no less. I don't think we've actually seen her in a gown, really, on the season yet.
No.
It was gorgeous. These shoulders, like spiky shoulders, and the placement of the black and the white, and then the hair is just perfect. Black stiletto, like an angled cutoff at the bottom. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she looks great.
How dare she? And her body is a perfect hourglass? Like,
I know. I know.
You know who this did remind me a little bit of on your season was Kine and her little entrance runway that she was very proud of, which was like a black-white thing.
Yeah, that was Diana Ross, I want to say. Or Donna Summer. Diana Ross, I think.
Diana Summer. Ross McGowan.
exactly.
Doing Cruella De Vil does Scully, Agent Scully and Mulder. Yeah, sure. Okay, so on Squirrel Talk, we cut looks or we not looks. Do you cut this or do you nut it?
I'm going to nut it.
I think this is a nut. I mean, it's solid. It's solid. Wow. So then Ella comes out, honestly, though, in my favorite runway, because it's campy and it's glamorous. And it's a high fashion Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. And like, okay, it's funny because I've been thinking about doing an Oompa Loompa look lately, and I'm so glad I haven't.
I knew it. I saw it in your eyes. I was like, I bet she wanted to do the Oompa Loompa look, and Ella has ruined this for her.
She ruined it for me. No. I love the idea. I love I love that she went outside of the box and wanted to do something stupid and funny and cute. Mm-hmm. I just think the execution could have been better in the sense that the makeup could have been better and it could have been an all around more. The outfit was good and like the bodysuit was good, but it's like maybe the hair didn't fit as well. And I just like when you do a different color face, it's hard to properly contour and it's just hard to blend. It's really difficult. I think she could have been a lot more vibrant with the makeup and it would have read a lot better because it did look a bit pale.
Good point. That's a reasonable critique for this, I think. Definitely I got the reference of Oompa Loompa, especially like the old Gene Wilder version Oompa Loompa. So I mean, at the end of the day, that's the Oompa Loompa to me. Sorry to the guy who played it in the Johnny Depp version, but like the orange Oompa Loompa is kind of the Oompa Loompa for me.
Yeah, no, of course. Like that is the iconic Oompa Loompa that everyone knows and loves.
It's so ridiculous. At the end of the day, I give this a nut because I love glamour and camp at the same time. What do you think?
Another one, nut or a butt?
Nut or cut?
I'm gonna give it a cut.
You gave it a cut. You could give it a butt.
I'm gonna give it a butt.
But wait, she has more.
Work. Okay, fair enough. I thought you would like a campy look, but I guess not.
I do. I love the idea. I love the idea of it and the essence of it, but I just wish it was done a bit differently.
You just hate Ella's makeup. I can tell. I can see it in your eyes. You're seething.
Yeah, it just doesn't translate. It doesn't translate well. I like her. Yeah. Like, I would totally, like, if she were, like, come over right now, doors open, I'm in the bedroom, I'd be like, sure, let's do it.
Oh, but well, guess, yeah.
But she's, I don't a, know, like,
she's an attractive person. Okay, moving on, we've got Vanity Milan coming out in this orange getup. The character Halle Berry played in BAPS, which is a 1997 movie that I totally was not familiar with, honestly. I mean, I was like, you know, two then, obviously, because I'm only like 19 right now. So, So, you know, but BAPS, Black American Princesses, and it was pretty cool for its time.
She looks amazing.
I think she looks great.
So good.
I guess the only thing I'm confused about, like, and the hair is right. I guess the thing is, and maybe you can comment on this, is that it just sucks when poor old Vanity's kind of been wearing a lot of, you know, the bus driver wigs that look good on her. But this is a bus driver wig with just, you know, another little hairpiece on top of it yet again. So I'm just like, is that good? Is that bad? Would that worry you?
Oh, I mean, like, it's her. If it fits a brand, then work. Like, look at Aiden Zane. Like, everyone knows Aiden Zane for that iconic black pixie cut wig, right?
And which is one so wig.
Smart. Like, it really is so smart because, like, one, it sets you apart from everybody, and it is a noticeable brand. It's a thing. And two, it's like, bitch, just like pack one or two wigs that you own, and there you go. Like, there was your look, mama. Like,
I know. Gone are the days of, like, I don't know, feeling good about only having one wig and being okay with it. Why do we have to have so many wigs?
I know.
How many wigs do you think you have at this point?
Too many. I don't know. Like,
so many. I mean, Connor. Connor helps you style wigs too, right?
Yeah, Connor does like most of my wigs. Oh. I have a good handful. Like I keep a shelf, and those are just all my styled wigs that I can pull from.
Wow, that's
great.
I've
probably got like 11 or something right now, but I'm always ordering more, and I'm always trying to freshen things up.
Always got the wigs. Do you have that spiky wig thing that everyone's doing? You know that thing with like those graphic spikes?
No, and the stones. No, I don't really follow trends too much. Yeah. I find like when people go one way, I try to go the other.
Me too.
Maybe I should.
I know. Maybe that's why we're not successful. Wait, you're successful. I'm not successful. Okay, so nut or cut, vanity. At the end of the day, nut or cut?
Nut. For sure.
Work. I nut it too. And then Candy's Got Claws comes out as Rose from the Titanic.
Yeah, Rose from the Titanic. And she looked great. I loved it. I loved the reference. I loved the big hat. Like, yeah, it was just, it was a nut for me, 100%.
And then there's even a reveal that makes no sense. She had a train that I think she was kind of holding on to. I was wondering if it was a train or a bed sheet, but I think it was a train. And then she just rips it off and it turns into Rose in a mini skirt. That's fun.
Yeah. Just got to add to it. Why not?
Here's something I have thought for, a lot of her looks, and this one included, they are covered in stones, but they're so small that they don't read at all. What do you think of that?
I didn't notice that.
It was covered in stones. It was crazy.
I have to go back and look at it, but that sucks. Yeah. But, like, I like smaller stones because I just, they really give you that twinkle, right?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, fuck, I don't know.
It's such an interesting question, too, because, like, small stones don't twinkle well on TV, but they, I mean, like, in person, it's just, like, magic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's magic. Yeah. Okay, so what do you think? At the end of the day, is this a nut or is it a cut?
It's a nut. It's all a nut, mama.
Word.
Mama.
I mean, yeah, this is a strong episode. Everything was quite good, except apparently the Oompa Loompa, which you thought was not an Oompa enough. I think you're just jealous, honestly.
I am jealous.
What would you have done for an Oompa Loompa look?
I would have been, like, obviously Padge to the Gods. I think she was. I don't know. I liked the look. It's just, like, the makeup and the hair that wasn't that great for me.
Yeah.
I would have just used a more strong, bright orange and more... I would have used more vibrant eyeshadows.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a different hair.
Work. Okay.
That works. Maybe for the lighting that didn't work well with the... with the
wig? The look, I don't know. Just the wig?
No, the makeup.
Oh, the makeup. Yeah.
She painted herself orange. Yeah, she did.
Oh, she was fully orange. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the bodysuit and the boobs. Yeah, it was, yeah. Oh, no, you don't have to tell me. I mean, I'm sure we're going to see an Oompa Loompa look coming down from you anyway. You just haven't told us about it. And you're just like, you're just upset.
I'm
fuming, mega fucking fuming.
So, so RuPaul and the judges get real shady and they're like, they try and make it seem like Kitty and Ella are in the bottom, despite doing, you know, quote unquote, the best in the acting challenge. But no, it's just that they are the top two and they have to lip sync for the win and nobody's going home. Was this a surprise to you? It wasn't a surprise to me because there's three episodes left and only four contestants left. And I was like...
three episodes left? Oh my God. It was a surprise to me because I didn't know there was three more episodes. I thought this was like
Two. Yeah, like two more episodes. So, I mean, but it doesn't make sense. What are they going to do? A top two? Like...
they could. That'd be cool.
Maybe they would just bring Victoria Scone back and just be like, no, Victoria, you're back. It's okay.
Welcome.
So Kitty and Ella lip sync to Something New by Girls Aloud. What do you think? You're a lip sync. You're a lip syncer.
Mm-hmm. Great song. Love it. Wish I had a more upbeat song to do like that. And yeah, it was a fun song. Like I love that song. It was a great performance and that's all she wrote, baby.
Mm-hmm. And you only got to lip sync like the one time, right?
Yeah, the one time.
And that was just like, ugh.
A ballad. It was a horrible song.
Yeah. In that moment, did it feel like crap? Or did you think you're gonna win?
No, bitch. I knew I was going home. I was ready to go home. I was in so much pain from having to hold my wings up because I didn't secure them properly. And then my feet were just in so much pain for standing on that runway for so long.
Yeah.
They didn't let me take my shoes off because normally they'll like let you take your shoes off like while you're on the runway after they do like full body shots. So I was like ready to throw up because I was just, my feet were killing me so much, and I hated the song, and I was like, this is it, bitch. Like,
that sounds awful. Well, I mean,
it was okay. It was nice. I was like, good. I was like ready to go.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely interesting that you kind of hit that point where it's just like, well, it is what it is. It is what it is, right? It is what it is, Anna.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Or the Grinch in your case. It is what it is. Christmas.
It is what it is, Grinch.
So at the end of the day, oh yeah, Kitty and Ella both won. Ugh, I felt so cheated. I got no drama.
I know. We want drama. Make them fight.
This episode was too happy. Everything was good. No one went home. Oh, and that's another episode of Drag Race. Next week is going to be a roast. Are you looking forward to that kind of thing?
I love a good roast, yeah. Roasts are fun. I like getting pig roasted. Mm-hmm. I love a good roast. I still watch the Comedy Central roasts on Crave TV.
Yes, roasts are so good. Would you do a Drag Race Canada roast? Have you done one? No, I don't think so.
No, I would love to. Yeah, if I was given time to properly like kind of like come up with content and good little one-liners, like I would absolutely love to do a roast.
Yes. And then all the funny people can come. You and Priyanka and that's it. No. I'll say the shady things, so you don't have to.
Jimmy's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, Jimbo. We don't talk about her. Whatever, Jimbo. No, Jimbo,
I had my first gig with her this year. It was in the summer. And
her first thing to say to you was like, who are you again? No.
Are you applying for a job here? Like, what's going on? She's so funny.
Where do I know you from? Where do I know you from? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She's so funny to bounce off of. Like, she's great. Like, she's great to talk with a microphone with because she's just constantly going with everything. So it's like,
ugh.
Yeah. Very yes and, right?
Super yes and. You know the terminology. Yes and.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. That's all. Boa, it's been really lovely just chatting with you and getting to hang out again.
I wish I could say the same.
What?
I wish I could say the same. I'm just joking. No, you're a fucking treasure, and I love you. I'm sorry I was such a mess during this podcast, cleaning up my dog's throw up with my laptop in my hand. Like,
it wasn't your fault. It was your dog's fault. And don't call Connor your dog anymore. That's so rude.
Stop calling me mom. She's my mom's calling me.
Oh, you want to talk to your mom? Well, I have to get you to your mom. Yeah, thank you so much. It's really nice. Hopefully we can chat again sometime soon.
Yeah, I love it. You? Like, not I like in a,
to, yeah, not you? In a public forum. Oh, you want to kiss no. me? Oh, okay. It's getting awkward.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, Boa, do you want to just shout out your socials to the children? Not that it matters. But,
yeah, you know, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram at Boa the Drag Queen, you can follow me on TikTok at Bitch on Arrival. I'm on Twitter at Bitch on Arrival. I don't really use TikTok. I don't know how to use it still. I'm also on YouTube, Pornhub, XTube, Backpage, Craigslist, and OnlyFans. So follow me there.
Holy moly, all of those things?
She's a working girl, mama.
That's amazing. Well, you can find her anywhere, pretty much, on your corner. Probably work in the corner for sure. Yeah. .com. Boa, yeah. I always ask our guests to take us out on some sort of weird and thoughtful thing. But I think the most important thing for us to do for our audience is just to tell them that they are a fun girl.
You are all a fun girl.
Yeah,
thank you so much for listening to this girl talk.
Yeah, you're all fun. Thank you. You're a fun girl. tell them again.
You're a fun girl. You're my fun girl.
Tell them again. Tell them again. ASMR.
You're my fun girl. You're a fun girl. You're a fucking fun girl.
Oh, thank you, Boa. Thank you for that. You've given us all so much pleasure.
You're welcome. fine. Thank you. You've given me pleasure.
Goodbye, squirrels. We'll see you next week on Squirrel Talk. You're all fun, girls.
Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.